Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Northey. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Fred Rico. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. And now, play ball. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker fires to first and picks off Williams. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Rico settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Adair reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ortiz throws the ball into Melton, who relays the ball to Knoop, who tags Oliver trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball four. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rico. Berry reaches second base with a double. Pafletic moves to third. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is walked intentionally. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Rico reaches second base with a double. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker strikes out. One out. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0 for 1 in the game. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northey. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Hansen moves to third. Pafletic moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Pafletic scores. Knupp moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Healy for the out. Two outs. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rico hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Pafletic hits a line drive into right field. Rico settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Knoop moves to second. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker is called out on strikes. One out. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0 for 2 in the game. Northey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 2 in the game. Alcaraz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northey moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rico settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Campanis pinch hits for Fran Healy. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Campanis now catching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafletic moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Barry hits a ball on the ground. Rico throws the ball into Alcaraz, who tags Barry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pafletic scores. Noop moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rico hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northey hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Northey reaches second base with a double. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northey scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 3 in the game. Nyman takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nyman moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nyman scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rico settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 4 in the game. Melton is walked intentionally. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 6, and Kansas City Royals 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.